This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. First, a look at today's headlines. Flood situation in Assam improves as number of affected people dips. Meghalaya Cabinet approves draft resolution opposing uranium mining to be tabled in assembly during autumn session. And security strengthened across Tripura ahead of Independence Day. And now the news and details. The flood situation in Assam improved yesterday as the number of affected people dipped to over 77,000 people in four districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, more than 77,500 people remained affected in Golaghat, Jorhat, Nagaon and Sivasagar districts. The administration has been operating 70 relief camps and relief distribution centres in four districts. A total of 370 villages were underwater and 9,908.85 hectares of crop areas were damaged across Assam. Embankments, roads, bridges and other infrastructure have been damaged by floodwaters in different districts. The state government yesterday approved a draft resolution opposing uranium mining in Meghalaya, which will be tabled in the autumn session of the Assembly starting 24th August. The Cabinet also approved introducing a dedicated Paper 6 on Meghalaya, covering its history, culture, traditional systems, society and economy in the Meghalaya Civil Service exam. The Meghalaya Official Languages Bill 2026, previously in force as an ordinance, was approved and will be formally introduced in the Assembly. It will recognize Khasi and Garo as official languages alongside English, paving the way for an amended Official Language Act. The Arunachal Pradesh Cabinet, headed by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, has introduced uniform eligibility criteria for all Group A, B and C direct recruitment posts under the state government. Applicants must now fulfill three mandatory conditions: permanent residence, Indigenous APST status and Indigenous tribal language proficiency. The Cabinet also granted a one-time two-year service relaxation for promotions to Principal DDSE and one-time relaxation for promotion of PWD Executive Engineer to Superintending Engineer. Recruitment rule amendments for Senior Statistical Assistants in Agriculture and Field Publicity Assistants in DIPR also received Cabinet approval. Security has been strengthened across Tripura ahead of Independence Day. An Inspector General of Police, Monchak Ippar, said that BSF, police and Tripura State Rifles have increased patrolling along all state borders. All arrangements have been completed for the main Independence Day function at Assam Rifles ground in Agartala. The IGP also announced a special crackdown on drug trafficking. As the nation prepares to celebrate the 80th Independence Day on the 15th of August, Akashvani News Shillong brings you a special series on the Indian national flag from the 9th of August. Here is one last fact from the series winding today.
You must have heard about how the tricolour is to be hoisted or displayed with honour and dignity. But do you also know how the national flag should be disposed? As per the Flag Code of India, if the national flag is damaged, it shall be destroyed as a whole in private, preferably by burning or any other method considering the dignity of the national flag. The national flag, if made of paper and is waved by the general public, these flags should not be discarded on the ground. These should be discarded in private, keeping in mind the dignity of the national flag.
The National Cooperative Development Corporation held a meeting with Nagaland's Cooperation Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Departments in Kohima to discuss the formulation and implementation of an integrated fisheries development project in the state. The meeting, chaired by Commissioner and Secretary Cooperation Nagaland, Orenthung Lotha, focused on strengthening growth of the fisheries sector. Launching the integrated fisheries development project under Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana 2 was also discussed. Manipur commemorated Patriots' Day yesterday in homage to those who laid down their lives in defence of the sovereignty of their motherland during the Anglo-Manipuri War 1891. The main event was held at Sahid Minar in Imphal, where Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla led the people in paying tributes to the martyrs. Chief Minister Yumnan Kemchand Singh, Speaker of Manipur Assembly, Ministers, MLAs, Chief Secretary, Security Advisor and DGP paid homage to the warriors. Floral tributes were paid at Kangla Uttara in Imphal and Guard of Honour and Gun Salute were accorded by the Manipur Rifles. The Assam Rifles continued its series of patriotic rallies across remote villages of Kamjong and Tingnupal districts in commemoration of the 150 years of Vande Mataram and 80th Independence Day. Preparations for the Independence Day celebrations are in full swing across districts in Mizoram, with elaborate security arrangements put in place to ensure peace. Security has been tightened across Aizawl, with police personnel deployed at various locations conducting checks. Chief Minister Lalu Oma will address the main Independence Day function at Aizawl Lamwal. The Mizoram government has invited people to participate in the celebrations at designated venues and urged government employees in particular to attend the programs. The Akashvani Aizawl Regional News Unit will broadcast a special Independence Day newsreel at 4 p.m. tomorrow, featuring reports on celebrations across the districts. Nagaland's Department of Higher Education has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Starscapes Experiences Private Limited of Gurgaon to promote astronomy education and develop observatory infrastructure in the state. Astronomy observatories will be developed as a pilot project at select government higher education institutions, giving students opportunities for experiential learning and greater exposure to astronomy. The collaboration aligns with the vision of National Education Policy 2020 and the Indian Knowledge Systems Framework. The initiative is expected to expand opportunities for astronomy education, scientific learning and public engagement with science across Nagaland. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday virtually inaugurated 18 government projects under the Chandipur and Kailashahar Assembly constituencies at a program in Dolugaon. The projects involve a total expenditure and allocation of 45.18 crore rupees. Major projects include renovation of Dolugaon school ground, open community halls and a newly constructed sub-health centre building. Foundation stones were also cemented for an orphan girl's home, panchayat building and badminton court. The Chief Minister distributed various benefits to beneficiaries and launched the Unakoti Shiksha Sangbad web portal and the Swachh O Sabuj Unakoti initiative. A 41-year-old man was arrested in Mizoram's Kolasib district bordering Assam for alleged poaching and killing of sero, or the locally called saza, the Mizoram state animal. He was also in possession of the animal's meat and trophy. Environment, Forests and Climate Change Department officials said. The accused, a resident of Konpui Marveng locality, was produced before the district court in Kolasib and subsequently remanded in judicial custody. Mizoram Chief Minister Lalu Oma has welcomed the centre's decision to refer the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill to a joint parliamentary committee. The Chief Minister thanked Union Home Minister Amit Shah for moving the motion in the Lok Sabha. He said the move would allow wider consultation and careful consideration of concerns raised by stakeholders, including those from Mizoram. Sikkim is set to bring its fast-growing digital media under a formal government empanelment framework. The Information and Public Relations Department is finalizing guidelines for recognizing eligible news organizations in the state, an official statement said. The matter was discussed at a meeting convened by the IPRD at Suchna Bhavan on Thursday, where senior officials and representatives of the state's journalist bodies deliberated on the proposed digital media empanelment guidelines. The proposed framework could give Sikkim-based digital news platforms access to government publicity and communication initiatives while bringing them into a more organized relationship with the government. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Deputy Chief Ministers Preston Tinsong and Snyab Halang Dhar, and several ministers and legislators will initiate Independence Day celebrations across the state tomorrow. Chief Minister Sangma will lead the Independence Day celebrations at Polo Grounds in Shillong, where he will hoist the national flag and take the salute at the ceremonial parade. Independence Day programs will also be held at all the 12 subdivisional headquarters across Meghalaya, and the Lok Bhavan in Shillong will be open to the general public on Independence Day. Arunachal Pradesh's Domin Karbak has been conferred with the Sangeet Natak Academy Award 2025 for his contribution to folk dances. President Draupadi Murmu presented the awards for the years 2024 and 2025 to 115 artists in a special investiture ceremony in New Delhi on Thursday. And now before we end the news bulletin, a look at the headlines once again. Flood situation in Assam improves as the number of affected people dips. Meghalaya Cabinet approves draft resolution opposing uranium mining to be tabled in assembly during autumn session, and security strengthened across Tripura ahead of Independence Day. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.